This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, I'm not blaming you, Mitra. I have a very bad headache. It started, I suppose, before we started talking,
Today.
But it's definitely worse. Mm. So I don't know if it was in anticipation of seeing you,
right,
that my body tried to protect itself and like activated this feeling.
Because you were so happy.
I don't want to put a name to any of the emotions around it.
Why?
What I want to do is just let you know that I'm not blaming you,
yeah,
but that's going to impact the recording and I may take some breaks.
Well, it's good that you're not blaming me because you shouldn't blame victims. I think if we've learned anything.
And I think he also has a statement that he wanted to make, which, you know, he has his black hooded sweatshirt on.
Mm-hmm.
He is wearing the hood up.
Yeah.
He
sort of
does
slouching.
Want to make a statement and say that he is not goth.
No.
He just has a headache.
I've elected to go ghost protocol for the episode. Mm-hmm. I have talked about, I've threatened to do it for a while, but I will need some breaks and it will be easier for y'alls to enjoy your conversation if I am ghost protocol and not interrupting the frequency with my very visible presence.
And I do want to announce that I am goth.
Mm-hmm.
What could be more dark and sinister than just looking normal, like the status quo? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, that's the most goth of all, is wearing normal.
I'll say about us.
Like a shirt.
Wearing normal. No, that's the most goth thing, because the actual goth attitude, it's about defying cultural expectations. And so for a goth person to dress all in black, right?
That's normal to me, by the way.
Well, that's, you're being normal. You're meeting the expectations of society.
Right.
But to wear a normal shirt.
To wear a normal shirt, that's
watch,
very dark and
wedding
sinister.
Wedding ring.
Yes.
Boots.
Yes.
Right? Green slacks.
Yes.
These are not things that I expect of a goth. And so I go, this guy's really goth.
That's goth.
He's really breaking the mold of what I thought a goth could be. I want to say, as we talk about our appearance, and Mitra, I'm sorry that you have to be here for this, but we got a comment on the most recent episode that was maybe my favorite compliment I've ever received, which is someone wrote, "These guys look like their podcast should be terrible."
Yes. That was really nice.
That was really meaningful to me.
Thank you. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was really nice for me to read, too.
Yeah, they look like two guys whose podcast would be bad.
It's nice in every direction, I think.
I don't want to look like someone who would be good at
it. Have a good podcast? Anyway. Oh, my God.
No. That's not.
Wait, what?
No, doctor.
Think about the people who look like they have a good podcast.
Stinky Ogo.
Okay, yes.
To be fair.
Yucky. Yeah. Okay, and a little bit of the character came out, and you said that you'd be cycling through some of these in preparation for...
Well, I just want to be ready for when SNL comes a-knockin'.
Yes, and so this, I didn't know if I was allowed to say it, because this, obviously the SAG strike's still happening for now. It's ending tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think that we should talk about SNL and certainly your involvement with it and your
future
replacement of not only all the British characters that they do, but David S. Pumpkins is now going to be Davina S. Pumpkins.
Davina S. Pumpkinetta.
Yes, which is such...
And S stands for sexy.
So beautiful, yes. And I thought, I didn't know that at first, but when you told me, I said, that makes sense.
And I go, any questionos, por favor?
Feminine.
Yeah.
That is so and powerful purse. And funny.
Big. Big purse.
Big person. It, is it should branded?
Be, it should
is
be Davina S. S. Purses. So that's what that's,
it should.
That's
what it should be. But unfortunately, they'd already begun working on the merch when I got involved.
Is there a version of a name brand designer who you would have a nice purse from?
Louis Vuitton.
Perfect.
Wow. I can probably do that.
I think I can too. But guys know less about that kind of thing. And I just want to point out, I'm doing this because of your behavior on past episodes. I feel like I have to have this pillow in front of me because every time I'm on the show, you say something. Because
we're both trying to think of a name.
This while you're talking.
I can't think of a
name. I'm not going to shut up.
I can't even think, of something that I can do a name about.
I know.
Ow. Oh,
I don't know
fuck.
What.
Ow. Haze hit me. I don't know if anyone saw because it happened behind the pillow.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It hurt.
Well, that's the downside of the pillow.
I know. Well, believe women.
I do.
In terms of goth, like, where do I fall on the spectrum?
That's your choice. I mean, that's what's so beautiful about goth culture is, like, as Haze has proven, you can kind of just say that you are, or you can be black hoodie up and say, no, I'm not. I'm merely Ghost Protocol.
Speaking of Ghost Protocol.
Speaking of it.
Halloween.
Halloween. Speaking of spooky bag designer bags, maybe would be better.
Let's talk about
David Pumpkins.
Let's talk about.
Does that feel closer than Ghost Protocol?
To what?
Halloween.
Oh, and goth stuff is also Halloween too. But unfortunately, Ghost Protocol was the thing that was most recently said.
Burr scary.
You can always say speaking of.
Is this one?
About Burr scary. About that, the newest thing.
Burr scary.
Boo berry.
Burr scary.
Boo scary.
Boo Percy.
Boo scary.
Oh, that's very similar to Booy Vuitton.
Booy Vuitton, yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy
Boo. But it's no less valid.
Does it just
no less valid?
Jimmy Choo just shoes? It'd be Jimmy Boo.
Jimmy
yes.
Boo.
Is
that
a purse?
Yeah, that, but I'm it is probably just shoes.
Full body
they sport. Probably do one purse.
Speaking of scary predators, like Halloween.
The pipeline to SNL these days, for a while it was like whatever, Chicago, improv and stuff. Then there was like a bunch of stand-ups and things.
Yeah.
The pathway now that we all know is haunted hayrides.
Well, and yours, can I just say, and I know that we all bust chops on the show, and that's part of how comedians relate.
Raz. Yes.
Your haunted hayride is something that the entire industry looks forward to every year.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Nature's fucked up haunted hayride.
It's so fucked up, and it's so dark and twisted, and I think that this year, the previews that you were kind enough to share with me are...
Industry access.
Are chilling and freaky and mind-bending, and yet... I think since we have a little time, we could push it even further.
Well, so here's something that I wasn't allowed to do because of Walt Disney Corporation. I wanted everyone to enter through Minnie Mouse open throat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Covered in teeth.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. What is that? The one with like the one the teeth has, the pussy has teeth? What is that?
It's just called teeth, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
but there's
dentata. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So kind of that, but with Minnie.
Yeah.
I want you to enter through that. And that's just where it starts. You kind of get cut up a little bit because it's all shark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's something that I've kind of been developing.
That did not read for me.
Well, because of what you changed it to.
When I experienced it, I think the changes have taken it so far from the original that it's like...
Well, because the shark also has like ears and a bow.
Yeah.
And the teeth are not sharp.
No.
Well, because of people walking over them. Like, if somebody walked over your teeth all day, they would also not be that.
But you said, well, okay, I guess. They just don't seem like teeth. And the idea, so they're blue, I guess, like this pillow. And it seems like you think that
the
sharks are eating water all day.
You're checking me out? Ew. Ew.
And I did clock that. And Hayes, I want to say, like, let's just take it easy with the.
This just happens
looking
every
in
time.
The comments. Looking. The comments on the I'm physical sorry. Appearance.
I just forget. Look. I'm trying to adapt to this stuff.
Yeah,
but I you gotta look.
You gotta understand when we grew up. You know, like the culture we grew up in.
I was bored.
It was
look.
Actually considered. It was actually considered a compliment to tell a dame what color pillow she had on over her lap. Like that, you know, and I understand that that's not the case anymore. And I certainly am doing the work, but.
Yeah, what work are you doing to improve on the kind of way that you are?
I'm reading so many books.
Aw, thank you, yes, soldier.
Yes, I am reading. I am doing the research and I'm listening to different voices, you know, that I maybe in the past was not exposed to or I'll admit it.
Able.
Ignored.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I felt that.
Yeah. And I now can say some of those voices.
Here's Hayes again.
You know, I know. He has to get his little.
I think it's okay. Like the way you mm-hmm. were like deliberately ignoring books.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it like in this day and age, it's okay to like. To not be for a certain amount of your life to not have been able to read a book. Like.
Well, yes. I don't want to lose any accountability. Yeah. There was a big chunk where even if I had tried to read the books, you know, it wouldn't have happened because I couldn't. The symbols on the page would have been pretty meaningless.
Yeah.
The swoopy one, the line, just a line. There's two that are a line.
Yeah.
And so telling that apart, you know, that would have been really challenging. So I can say that I wasn't ill-intentioned, but I can also say maybe I should have put the work in, you know. To really learn to read when I was in my early 30s or...
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so the experience... So the teeth are blue, which is explained effectively, I think, by the speakers that are saying sharks eat water.
Yeah. And there's a...
Which, and I read that to me like...
the theme song from Degrassi.
Sharks are...
Baby, there's a shark in the water. Remember that? There was a promo for Degrassi where they sing that song.
That's what Degrassi's about?
Yeah. It's about so much, but there is shark in the water for like 6 to 17 seasons of Degrassi because of Canada. And like, you know, there's so much water because of Canada. So right. They really try to address that. Like that's
much of
what
it's
I love.
Frozen though.
Yeah.
But that can be water,
that's water
at any given point. It's sort of the constant threat of when it can become water.
And this is why, and there's still more books to read for me because
there's
I
so
hear
much.
That it's frozen and I think that's not really water.
You need
but
to be reading Degrassi.
That's so, so childish of me.
You got to open
water's
your mind.
Water's blue. Like the other stuff is white. So like that's not water.
And what's so cool about my haunted house, I think, is like all the lights on. You don't want to see.
Oh, I assume that was because of the preview nature.
Oh,
of it.
Yeah. I thought like, that they would be at least dim.
So it is going to be on.
Yeah, because I think Scariest Thing are the monsters among us. And
okay. It's kind of like my gothic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sort I actually of a cool idea. That should be explained, maybe.
By what? Like,
well,
by
if you're
who?
Explaining
like,
that,
by
the,
a doctor
that the teeth
of some
are blue
kind?
Because sharks eat water,
oh,
and so it's turned the teeth
me,
blue,
yeah.
Then I think. Other things feel like they have to be explained.
Well, we were actually hoping to have a component of it that is words all over everything, sort of like okay. a Hot Topic, like dressed up, like sort of in the goth vein.
Mm. Like Banksy?
Like a little bit like Banks, yeah. Like a Chase Bank of some kind. Like, you know, there's so much literature there.
Banksy. There's words all over everything.
Chase Banksy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I fucks with that, but, you know, I'm not certain that that intention is coming across, so I understand you from the tone you don't want to have a doctor explain it, although there's an official sort of element to a doctor being there. And if he, you know, if a doctor says these are teeth, which I also didn't.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell it was a tooth?
Didn't read.
Did not, to me, seem like a tooth.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's not, we're not here to pick on you. We're here to help out. And like, I want this thing to really scare people. Can I say this? I miss the hay. I really do miss
I was feeling the absence of the hay as well, more than I thought I would. I didn't think it was as much of a...
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I eat
you
it.
You ate it.
You I, ate that, it. Yeah. That, I could feel that.
You, did, and there you was, did not have to say. Just when you presented the hay ride...
Yeah.
It was just pretty obvious. Not like it was sticking out of your teeth or anything, but it was just painfully clear that you had eaten a bale.
Well, and there were all these snack stops, and you would just go, like, there's like past apps and stuff, mm-hmm. and you would go, oh, I couldn't possibly.
I'm so full of hay.
Yeah. And you had, well, so you had a big cubish belly.
Fuck you, pervert. Always
I
looking.
I gotta look.
There's nothing sacred. There's nothing safe.
I would say if you're gonna look, at your mind don't talk and about your what ring. You see.
Belly looking like a damn hay bale. That's what I said. I gotta look.
You're the most sick, messed up dude. I don't know why I come back here because I know that I'm gonna leave here feeling so.
Always be looking.
Yeah, and that, you know. Obviously, I saw it too. Was not going to bring it up, mm-hmm. but as we discuss it,
so
you were looking like a damn hay bale, and I think that created an expectation for hay. You know, even mm-hmm. subconsciously to a lot of people that like, okay, she looks like a damn hay bale. There must be more around the corner. And the fact that you had eaten all of it and that the ponies were so hungry, you know, mm-hmm. We have to assume you ate it right in front of them, yes?
Of course. But they, to my credit, they could go get their own stuff at any point in time because I think it's cool. What I would like out of my hayride is a biah experience, a bring your own hail experience. Mm-hmm. Hey, hail. Is that
hello?
I think it might be my dad calling.
Put him on. He listens, yeah?
My dad's a huge fan, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to let that ruin the show for me. The phone call.
You said hail.
Yeah, bring your own hail experience. Hail, yeah. Yeah. I had some ideas if we do bring back the hay.
Okay.
What if the hay itself is haunted? So haunted, hear me out. Hay. We changed the punctuation. Haunted hay ride.
Colon ride.
Yes. So the hay.
Haunted hay colon let's ride.
Is there any rule that says the hay can't be blood?
A little mm-hmm. spooky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spooky blood. Spooky
teeth.
Blood with
please,
teeth.
Please come on.
It can be teeth, but I think if it's teeth, it should be
fang.
Fang.
And you find teeth and fang in a haystack.
Sorry, what?
You find the fang in the hailstack.
Find the fang in the hailstack.
And then what do you say?
You say
fang you.
Fang you. Thank you very much.
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 I would actually, and I would 86 the mulch. The mulch is not. The mulch is not a replacement.
It's not
for
a hay replacement. I agree.
But don't you think the stink is just a little bit scary?
It is. So, yeah.
It makes it unpleasant, mm-hmm. which I get is part of
you
want to
be
like
laying
a...
in bathtub soap the whole time you're at the haunted hail ride? Can't you just be a little scary?
I didn't say I wanted to lay in bathtub stink? Soap. That's not fair to characterize
oh,
my
you
want to
be
me.
In the pile of roses with the lights off in the bathtub, having the time
no,
of your
that's
life,
not,
feeling
it's
so
not an
safe
American
and
beauty
comfortable.
Yeah. Scenario
the lights
for
should
me.
Be off.
The lights should be on. Stinky
the
mulch.
Were on in that
find
scene.
The tooth yeah. and you walk through the blue tooth to get into the building. The lights are on. Stinky mulch. And my belly's full of hay. What could be scarier than that?
Well, I have an idea of something scarier.
Hmm.
I don't know if they make this, but they have to. A mirror that looked like Slenderman's behind you. And you look in the mirror. How do I look tonight? And it should say, like, see how you look.
Yes.
Mirror yes. here.
Yes.
And as you get up.
And it costs $2.
Maybe a, yes, maybe a, yes.
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 And it costs, but then once you look, it costs another $200 or maybe even more than that.
Well, Slenderman actually can hold a gun to your head and make you
go away.
Yes, he can hold a gun to your head and make you pay for him to leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put the more money in the slot.
Oh my God.
So you got more in there.
Would be modern day Slenderman have to Venmo him?
Oh.
Modern day.
Here's my Cash App.
Yes.
I'm at Slendermank1. And it's like, oh, somebody had, you know.
Yeah.
There's an underscore in there.
Yeah. And then you like someone else's Venmo transaction. Slenderman in modern.
It's public. Slendermakes is public.
It's not even private 1%.
What's it for? To live. Yes, to live through the hayride. And my head's killing me. I'm going to take a break.
And it might be maybe because of what Sean's headache. The skull-shaped wheel.
What now?
It doesn't roll in a normal way.
That's the point. It's supposed to be.
It goes
twisted.
It's like more vertical, I think, than even a normal skull. So it's like very ovular.
Yeah, because there was a big, tall brain in there.
The brain was tall.
Uh huh.
And that person died.
Of that, yeah.
Of tall brain.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Lincoln.
Okay.
So in a way, I think it's very cool that it's modeled after.
Well, Lincoln. If it's Lincoln's skull, Lincoln
good
can't
morning,
be alive.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
If it's Lincoln's skull, Lincoln can't be alive in every other room. Like I just think that's too.
Yes.
That
is
really
there anything scarier than life
me.
Before Lincoln?
Wow.
Some of the stuff we were coming up with, I think, was pretty scary.
What?
Felt like some of the stuff we were coming up with was pretty scary.
Pretty scary. But
you have to,
I'm not really, I guess I'm just not even really comfortable engaging with the idea of like, yeah, what's scarier, the life before Lincoln? But like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if having Lincoln alive in a lot of the rooms also that gives did, that message.
That's right. I guess that did read,
like,
that didn't read to me.
Like, it's similar to like the lights being on because there's nothing scarier than like the madness around us or whatever.
Yeah.
It didn't translate. And so maybe if you had I don't want to pitch a doctor, but if a doctor came and explained how scary life was before Lincoln.
Right.
Or even if Lincoln himself could say like, I'm very young, you know, I haven't made a lot of the changes
right.
that I want that.
Yeah.
That I'm, you know, that I intend to. I guess he doesn't know what
people
happens.
People did hate that.
That
the
changes?
Maybe it was just the loss. the tall wheels. People were having a really bad time.
At the mine?
It
at
was,
the preview?
It was thumping. We were getting stuck.
It's long.
The preview? Yeah. What is wrong with a haunted hayride being long? How long do you want a haunted hayride to last? 25? 45 days?
I think less. You know, I think less.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just like a culture thing. Like where I'm from, it's like you're just doing that for like a while in the months leading up.
Okay.
Tis the squeezing for the breeze and down the haunted hill ride.
Where are you from?
Ireland.
Yes. I was picking up a little.
You're
I
from,
hadn't noticed
you're from
the accent
Ireland?
Before.
Ireland.
Wow.
Dublin.
I have a friend that's from Northern Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Northern? I haven't been up there.
Wow, so you're from there, and the hayrides are really long.
Yeah, so
it's a whole season.
Pretty much count on like your
October.
Okay,
I don't
want to
be disrespectful about
shot.
That at all. So
Aww. And so
I actually think that's awesome.
Thanks.
No, it's so cool
that's
to learn
bomb
about
as fuck.
Yeah.
An aspect of the you know
culture.
The island culture that I was unaware of. Mm-hmm. Like
Dublin,
that's really cool.
So that's what they mean when they say they're on island time.
They mean island Dublin.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what they mean. Mm-hmm. I thought it meant that they were just on a long ass hayride.
I have like, family over there, and I'm like realizing
long.
Like I can never get
yes,
in touch
with
them during the season.
Yes,
yeah,
and it's because they're experiencing just such a long haunted hail ride.
Yeah.
I feel like a perfect ass.
Well, yeah. You should just ask more questions to the people that you love in your life.
Well, I'm doing that now. Why were there so many shelves?
Yes.
Nothing on the shelves. They looked pretty new. They didn't. I assume there's some kind of message, again, that I am possibly too dense for, but it was just a lot of empty, like, industrial shelving units.
That's a symbol.
Very clean.
That's a symbol.
That's a symbol of the auto industry being gone in the Midwest.
Because the shelves are empty?
That stuff would have been full of car parts, tools.
Car parts,
people's
okay.
lunches when they walk into the motor store factory.
Okay, that's interesting because we were all trying to interpret it.
That was one where I knew I was missing something.
Okay.
Like the lights being on, I thought was an error or just part of previews.
Yeah.
The Lincoln thing felt like maybe you just thought he was creepy, which maybe would be personal, but of course, no. Is the time before him that's so scary.
Yeah.
Someone in my car. I didn't get why they were all Flintstones cars. I don't think the Flintstones are that scary.
Don't associate them necessarily with...
Maybe you think, like, the Flintstones are, like, scary Halloween...
Ugly family. There's nothing scarier than an ugly family.
You think the Flintstones are ugly?
Fucked up faces. What? Nasty, okay. Pervert, ugly family.
Kind of scary, I guess.
Yeah, I guess to you.
If that actually happened to you, that would be insanely scary.
That would fuck me up. That's what it feels like happened to me.
Just like basically getting killed by
getting a baby. Grabbed by your feet.
All you try to do is shake his hand and he just like slammed you back and forth over again.
You could use a good slam back and forth over again for the crimes against humanity that you commit.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Look at...
What?
Just look at a grab?
Just for taking a look?
So the people in my car were trying to figure out what the shelves were about.
Were they your friends?
That part was really slow. I mean, there's so many shelves, and this thing took 25 to
45 Yeah, there's
days.
Nothing else to think about for that. Like,
that
it is
the
whole,
point.
Yeah.
So eventually what we all settled on, I think, out of just like, maybe, now in retrospect, going insane.
Isn't that a little crazy?
Was Marshall.
Yes.
The shelf with booze on.
Whoa!
But that was the that's what we came to was like that was like the.
But
the,
I don't
the
like
character
that
behind the.
I don't like that because Marcel's not a purse at all. And if you're gonna put Boo into a name, don't you think
it's
it should
only
be
for
a designer?
A purse?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did it with Jimmy Boo, and we that's shoes.
They have a purse, probably.
They probably do
I
have
think
one purse.
They do, yeah.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff, yeah. And we, yeah, we had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time,
and that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain. A total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are
it's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. So anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys. The other proprietary characters, I thought some were pretty good.
Thank you. Finally, one nice thing. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them were good. You had, you know, at least some like Halloween. Like, I would have picked maybe one of the Gremlins rather than just Gremlins era Phoebe Cates.
Why?
Yes.
Like,
why? Why?
To me, her behavior, especially in the first film,
and which one is PB?
PB's the
okay. You did get Phoebe Cates because same thing with Minnie Mouse. You can't just use that name. So yes, the character was called PB Cates.
PB Cakes.
PB Cakes.
Yeah. No, that which was clever, but I.
Thank you.
which one was PB in the film or in...
Yeah, which one could that be of all the people?
She's the one who's not a gremlin.
She's not a gremlin.
But don't you think in a little way that we could all become gremlins if we were in the right conditions? And that could be so scary.
Not formally. Okay. That's not at least the story of the movie itself.
To me, if that kind of stuff that happens.
So you you didn't know who that was? You just said.
I just thought she had a great look.
A character named PB Cakes who looks like PB Cakes and is standing under a marquee that says Gremlins.
To me, it's just a bunch of coincidences.
It is also a Christmas movie. I mean, it is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Like Die Hard.
That I did. I liked the Die Hard installment. I mean, I thought it was really cool. Again, focusing so much on Bonnie Bedelia.
That's actually who is the most scared.
I think she is the most scared throughout the film.
That's so funny because we were actually trying to get Amelia Bedelia.
Oh, you okay?
We were trying to get Amelia Bedelia, have the Amelia Bedelia room where Amelia Bedelia is.
That's pretty scary, too. If that actually happened to you, you'd be like
quaking.
Pretty fucking scared of like what. Just everything she's doing.
But it was actually really
everything
scary.
Everything she's doing is so crazy.
Just what that somebody's really so hard fucking stupid. As a I'm manager, sorry, but that's
is that
terrifying.
Amelia Bedelia kept having sex with all the Abraham Lincoln, so unfortunately.
Okay, I can't imagine what the mistress of the house had requested that would compel her to go. I can't even reverse engineer that into a command. Have sex with all the Abraham Lincolns. There's no way to misinterpret a normal command, which is what Amelia Bedelia does.
Well, it's a lot of like tripping and falling onto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Lincoln's the name of a car.
Being her thing at all, like tripping. Are you thinking of Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean Delia.
Mr. Bean Delia.
Lincoln's a car. What if it was like? Can you like?
Yeah,
can you go wash the Lincoln or something? And then she starts giving him a bath.
Yeah.
And then one thing leads to.
Well, I mean, frankly, you know, it's a little like the looking conversation we've had, where there's an element of receiving a bath that only really ends one way.
Yes. Smelly Kelly Skelly did.
That worked for me.
It worked pretty well for me too. I didn't think she smelled that bad.
No. I was interested in the smell. I would say I enjoyed the smell. But it was a pungent smell. It was a strong smell.
So you like her
stink.
So
she was smelly.
But not manure.
Hmm?
You like her stink, but not manure.
I don't know that I would call it a stink. Manure, we've never spoken about at all.
Yes, we did.
We talked about mulch.
We talked about mulch.
Her feet have skin. That was kind of odd to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what to think about that at all.
You don't want feet to have that?
But I had to look.
Ew! Ew! I wish that I could, one good hit. Just one.
That's the wrong way to respond to when I hit you before.
Just one hit.
That would be wrong for you to do.
Alexander the Grape is a candy, which I do associate with
Halloween. I think he's one of the otters from the Otter Pops. Like, that's just what he is.
He's a candy you know.
Yeah, sure.
I couldn't tell you what that is.
Okay, I don't understand how you don't know what any of your own characters are.
Yeah, it was really...
I'm supposed to know what everything
So you do
is.
Know what the Flintstones are, and
yes,
that
ugly
is ugly.
People.
Okay.
Can I ask you this? How often do you think about the Roman Empire? It's like...
That could be good, and we could clip it.
Let's take that and grab it, and we'll make it part of the...
Because our clips are absolutely
promotion for the show.
Please
have
don't
you seen
use
any of them?
Anything... From this, it's gonna be really bad for my Haunted Hell ride if any of this gets out. The kind of stuff that I'm saying and doing.
But it's gonna change ideally. We have time still.
For you, it's ideally. For me, it's not. Because I am out of money.
Ideally, Bedelia.
Who was that? Wait, you should be in the Haunted Hell ride.
That, because that wouldn't cost you anything.
That effect, that was really, that was. That was really scary.
That was, that I don't think was by design, but Kevin was in my car and he was behind me kind of making little jokes or whatever that did make me jump out of my skin.
Because from the content or the volume?
Yeah, it was how close he would get to my ear. It was the way his voice sounded. It was what he thought was worth saying. Mm-hmm. A lot, you know, it worked on multiple levels for me.
What would be the scariest thing ever that you could
I want to go back to, sorry, I want to go back to Ideally Babili.
Unfortunately, we have to.
Okay, now we can move on.
Yeah.
What would be like the scariest kind of thing that you could ever imagine in like being inside of that experience of the haunted, of the ride, the hail that I have created together with so many collaborators?
Okay, well, I've said the status quo already. I established that.
That's
okay,
terrifying.
But that's kind of like your thing, like outside of like the whole conversation.
Haze without makeup.
Would love to see that for once.
You know, and it's again, part of the show is chop busting. Like part of it is that we do give it to each other and I dish it out, but I also have taken a lot of shit today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've gotten dragged through the fucking mud.
Sorry. You know,
I've been punished. And I think it's funny as hell. Like, it's part of what I love about this. It's like how your haunted hail ride sucks.
Well,
whatever.
You know, at the end of the day, I think you guys are pretty messed up people.
Well, it's not the end of the day. We have 10 minutes
left. There's at least, what, like 45 hours left of this
We have like 10 minutes left. It might feel that way to you. It might feel that long because we're telling the truth to you, which obviously not many people do.
I don't want you to tell me the truth. I want you to tell me.
That's very clear. That's very clear. And you can go through your whole life that way. And
I'd love to go through my whole life that way. And I've been going through my whole life that way.
If you think that, then I have another truth to tell you, which is no.
No what?
No, that's not what
shit's
you,
corny.
Your shit is creepy, and it is well established. And for you to chime in while we're having a genuine heart-to-heart
person to talk to you about how to make a haunted house freak people out.
That's not even a haunted house.
Somebody who is doing...
Okay, that's no character.
Well, it is a house. They drive the car into different rooms of the house. It drives upstairs.
It's a hail ride.
It's, huh?
It's a hail ride.
It's a hail ride through a house.
Mm-hmm. But that's not a haunted house. It's a hail ride.
Fine.
Okay, well, if you're going to insult me, at least to have accuracy.
It shouldn't be in a house.
But if our shit's creepy, we should help you with the haunted hail ride, which is entirely in a house.
His shit's
creepy.
Your shit's mean.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Corny as well.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And your shit is actually corny.
And maybe you're so sensitive about the Flintstones because you look just like all of them.
Okay, he doesn't look like all of them. He does not look like all of them. He does not.
I was played out.
He looks like Dino.
Your shit's so fucking played out.
Yeah, your shit's so old.
It's not old. It's actually really young.
What fucks me up is I used to love your shit. And I'm embarrassed when I look at some of the stuff that I used to be laughing at and screaming at.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I'm sick of your guys' shit. And ever since you moved into...
You can't be sick of my shit. This is the end of 8 Mile, sweetie. I've been sick of my shit on the show, on record, for a long time.
Yes,
you can't come in here.
On, just like that guy.
I know, because they played your podcast for me when I was in Guantanamo, sweetie.
Yeah, well, no.
Give her a hat!
Yeah.
Oh, almost got a drink over.
Bad pack.
Huh?
What's your number? That's what you remember that movie? What's your
about
number?
You changed the purse name to
I don't know any movies or TV except the Flintstones, and you think they're so ugly.
Well, that's why. Nothing else is stuck.
There was a movie called What's Your Number?
Is this real? And one of your famous lies.
And I think it was about like what's the number of. What's your body count?
Your haunted hail ride.
Body
being good.
And you're bringing a body count to me on a podcast? Nasty woman.
And so what we said, we want to get going with the hat pack because we have these hats. It's called the hat pack. Is people can say to each other, what's your number? And it's the number of holes.
How many holes are in this hat, pack hat? You know what I mean?
What's your number?
I swear to God, before I leave this earth, I'm putting you in the ground. And-
All I care about, just leave my eyes above ground.
He's got
so I can look.
Look
up at everybody walking back and forth.
Ooh, upskirt emergency. Don't wear a skirt to Hayes's grave.
And he'd be like, okay, one, two, three, and then they both say their number. And whoever has, I guess,
the higher number,
which would mean the hat
has to give their hat. They have to trade hats.
Have to give their hat, and they stack them all up on
top. You get
top.
The lower number's hat.
Yes.
It's Big Bank, Little Bank.
Yes. And they and whoever has the most hat, like, damn, you see that guy walking around with all those hats? Bartholomew Cumberbatch mode.
I think it could be so fun to have all the Lincolns doing that. Am I all right? Passing around the hats. Maybe Jillian Michaels
hat
is there.
They got a hat pack on it. Pack fuck, hats. Bro.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't want to.
How's
invoke
the hat
that.
Pack fedora coming along?
It's too short.
Okay.
Okay.
I just got the lid. The lip.
Don't call it the lip.
Yeah. Wait, can I pitch Mitra a spooky thing in the
it's better
house?
Than he was calling
Please.
It the lips before.
Nasty.
Cell phone go off on a hayride. Oh, look at my phone.
Are you talking about from before when that happened to her?
Well, my dad called
well,
me.
Well, it may have given him the idea, but I think he's got another idea for who's calling.
Oh, okay.
Truth and right.
This is
and
the way Kevin tells stories. I always forget this. And it's always the exact same number of seconds between sentences.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
It's always like that.
Yeah.
Cell phone go off on a hayride.
Oh, we're starting over.
Whoop. That's my phone.
Okay, so we still haven't seen who's calling yet.
Everyone kind of look over.
Okay, so you still. I really thought they were going to immediately, yeah.
Laundry's done. I get the notification when my laundry's done. Everyone kind of nod, look back, forward. I go, wait a tick. That's not my laundry.
The phone. It's a, the picture, the phone has a picture of your laundry?
Yeah, it's someone else's machine.
I thought you were
going to
say.
But you got a notification on your phone?
No, could somebody call?
It's an app, notification, smart app.
The area's not bad.
It's a smart app?
Well, it was chilling
the
for most of it.
The area's not bad. I think, and there is a little bit of an Amelia Bedelia element for me, too, of knowing that someone's fucking stupid.
With just a hint of R.L. Stein.
Is working on my shit.
Yes.
But I think, like, two ideas I have. One, without stuff. You realizing it, throughout the ride, someone changes all your clothes. So when you get to the Slender Man mirror, you know, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess I will look in the mirror. And first you're dealing with your clothes, and you, like, look down, like, these aren't my shoes, all my clothes. And then you look up, and he's behind you.
And he's put wearing maybe your shirt.
And then the other idea was that when you look at who's calling you, it's like, and I don't want to get you in trouble with any licensed characters. I know, oh, so I'll use your version, even though I do have notes on it, which is Friendly Krueger is calling you.
Nice guy.
Yeah. Well,
nothing
and I don't
scarier
think he should
than a guy
be.
Who seems nice.
Oh, boy. Okay. This is why I am the way I am.
Yep. Right?
Kind of take no prisoners.
No games. I don't play games.
Yeah, they say they want a nice guy. And meanwhile, it's like, oh, yeah, well, he's too nice. He's like Friendly Krueger or whatever.
Yes.
And it's like,
and
just
I'm very,
be straight
I'm,
up
I'm
like,
very
Hayes.
Upfront.
Just say, hey, man, yes. I love to look.
All I want to do is look.
Come on.
What if you go to get your laundry and you come back and it is just all thongs?
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then what's different about it?
That's called Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It must be a day that ends in Y for me. It's all thongs in my laundry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thong dream.
Halloween doesn't. If it is Halloween, people will be like,
Halloween ends in then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't go on Halloween, do you, to something like this?
No.
It's usually like the week before.
Yeah.
You can.
Is it open on Halloween?
Of course. It's beyond open on Halloween. It's actually, you can pay even more.
Because it's open for, 45 days.
Yeah, depending on how long it takes them to get through it.
Okay. Yeah, if you start
there's just one little
on
wagon, and it's just as long as it takes you to get through.
Start one on Halloween, and you miss Thanksgiving.
Well, hopefully not, but we'll see.
R.L. Stine.
Writer to the stars.
The very idea of Frankenstein's brother being compelled to write such scary stories.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit that Frankenstein's brother would write.
R.L. Stine was the monster. You're thinking of R.L. Stine's doctor.
R.L. Stine's hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that hat treating you?
Stop looking, fucker pervert.
Anything with Bob Radley? Like boo?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Boo, boo.
Bob Radley. I mean, he could definitely take tickets. That seems like a guy who's
Bob
at the front.
Bob Radley.
Bob Radley.
Yeah, Bob Radley was not my favorite part of Bob the Hayride. Radley. I thought it was a reference, I guess, to presidential candidate Bill Bradley.
I'm not worried.
That's where
about
my
that.
Mind went.
Well,
he
of
was
course,
kind of
because Lincoln
tall,
was there.
Looming.
Bob Dole was in there. Yes. Like there were a lot of
no.
There were a lot. What?
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Yeah.
Bob Dole is all.
Yeah.
Talk about a story to tell in the dark.
Dole you so. I kept saying Dole you so. Like
why wouldn't it just be Dole is all? Why is
Bob
it? Why is it?
All?
Why is it Dole is all?
Yeah.
It I don't
feels
know.
Like it.
Bob Dole is all.
Dole is all. Dole you so. Like
yeah.
He changed to that at one point.
And that he's also kind like of. I mean, everyone of is kind of like a Slender Man type. Like Bill Bradley, that's normal.
No,
he
we have all
then.
Shapes and sizes. Not everyone is
that's
a Slender
not
Man.
True. That's not true. It's, even the skulls are like tall and like. And that
like
way.
You only it's went to the American Neck Top Model early season wing.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Haze. Okay.
Well, okay. Let me stop you right
was
there.
That long. Thank you.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
But I'm doing it in my SNL. Okay. Okay.
They might go for that.
I'll go, okay. Get over here, little girl. And they'll go, that's Haze.
He didn't say get over here. He's just looking. He's just looking. And he likes what he sees.
People say, you know, when people say, I feel seen.
Yeah.
That's because I'm her up.
2020.
Yeah, because I just walked in.
2020 Predator, but also 2020 Vision.
Mm-hmm. They named, 2020, the show.
Yeah.
That's about crimes and stuff.
That you do.
And they asked David after me.
Who else is going to be part of the SNL?
Up-and-comers?
Showcase. No. I don't care who's on the show. I only care about you being
okay.
on there.
It's me, Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
From Pop.
Okay, it's part I said I don't care about.
The what? I said she's I showcasing.
Care. I just said I don't care.
She's showcasing. Yes, who's showcasing? It's me and Dua Lipa.
Showcasing, okay.
Yeah, because that's what you said. Who's showcasing?
I wanted to know who else you're going to
be
in the...
I see. Well, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, you do a Lipa.
I'm Dua Lipa.
As
Dua
part Lipa. Of one of your impressions.
I'm going to do a Dua Lipa impression. And then probably a little Albert Einstein in there. A little Oppenheimer.
Funny Oppenheimer. Okay, Oppenheimer talking to Albert Einstein.
We did a famous episode about that.
Yeah. Oh, can't wait to check it out. Sonic. Drive.
Now that's scary.
Yeah.
The guy's driving the car.
Sonic is driving the car.
No, the guy's driving the car at Sonic. That's what I'm going to do.
Those guys aren't driving. You think the car's moving?
They're eating in the
I
car.
I thought they were hurtling sitting. Down the highway.
No,
at 600
car,
miles.
Their car per. Is stationary. No, big they're not driving. They have
well,
to
now
eat.
I have to start over with my conceptual concept that I'm okay. going to be doing.
Well, it might be a fun twist on it that they are driving. Like, imagine, we all know they're not driving.
But what if?
But what if they were?
Let's
it might
take a
go
look at that.
Something.
Let's take
like
a look
what
at
I'm
that
gonna do.
And laugh. Yeah. At that
and
idea.
Let's all have a laugh
and
at
don't
this
be afraid.
Comedic take on the Sonic Men driving. And you would go into your routine.
And they maybe like eat the burger while they're doing that. And there's even somebody on roller skates involved. And then other than that, I'm thinking about doing like Dave Chappelle. I'll do the whole special.
Wow.
The entire special, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they said I could go as long as I want at the showcase. Because it's just me and Dua Lipa showcasing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I'll probably do an impression of like a towel, piece of cloth.
Do you want to do, I mean, like, this is kind of a showcase. Like,
yeah, I mean, anything they you see want me this. To do,
like, any of
I mean, any of those, you? I guess. I don't want to, like, force you into
right, here's
it.
Here's towel.
Okay.
Get over here, what one? Get over here, what one?
This feels a lot like Hayes. Like,
No,
but it's like what her impression was earlier, right. Which I said.
Okay, what about this? I'll be Dave Chappelle. Get over here, microphone. Get over here, laughter.
Okay, so they're all summoning something.
Come.
Okay.
Dua Lipa.
Kind of scary. More of the character should have been saying that at the Haunted Hayride.
Like, that yeah, this is all like... scarier than what I saw at the Haunted Hayride.
Okay. I take the note.
What's Dua Lipa?
One kiss is all it takes. Get over here. Sing that song, audience.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.